Sports are a pivotal part of every family that's raising kids. But should they be the center of the calendar universe? Perhaps we need to think through what we're doing with sports.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Welcome back to our Tuesday edition of Parenting Today. We're talking this week about the five R's of a successful school season. Yesterday, we spoke about the reason for the school season. And today, we're talking about recreation, which is huge. School starts and all of a sudden a million applications come at you because there's so many recreational activities to sign up the kids for and for the entire year.
Oh, absolutely. And I wish I'd have thought reason for the season. That's perfect. We equate that or associate that with Christmas, but it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
The reason for this school season, and think about this is preseason in football for all the coaches they're getting together and meet. This needs to be preseason for the parent or parents of each home. As well, why are we doing this? And as we think through the reason, it's got to be bigger than academics and working sports around it and kind of dropping family and other things. But one of the big elements there is recreation. Children need to understand how to do recreation. And I think children need to understand how to do two kinds. I think sports and fit the use of their body instead of just sitting around playing games all day is very important. But They also need to know how to recreate themselves, if that's a word. What do I do when I don't have anything to do? And I remember saying to my kids, you could read a book, and the look of shock on their face, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, it still continues. Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. I mean, a book doesn't even move to have you read a book. And giving them, just giving them the ability to make some decisions rather than walk around the house and say, I'm bored. Recreation is very important, and it's very healthy. But we've got to think through, as you said, the reason for the season. We were finishing soccer season one year in the life of Roby, and the dads were asking me, have you signed Roby up for which baseball league? Have you signed Roby up for Pembroke Pines or Cooper City? And I said, we didn't sign him up for either one. And one dad said, did you sign him up for the Weston League? And I said, no, we didn't. And, you know, the dads were thinking, so he's going to do travel soccer. And I said, it was the second to last game of the year. I'll never forget this moment. I said, we're not doing another sport. We do one sport a year. Love sports. Got to go to college for sports, never got to play for some reason, but I do love sports. So, but there's more to do. And so I got a call later that week from one of the dads that was standing there, and he said, I didn't want to say this in front of everybody. I got to ask, what are you doing and why? Why aren't you doing another sport?
What do you actually do when there's no sports?
Yeah. And I said, you know what? We went and bought a model, and we're putting a model of an aircraft carrier together because I want to sit across from my child. I want to do more than performance. I want to do something together. And while we're gluing 200 things on this aircraft carrier and arguing about glue globs and laughing, we're talking. It's an excuse to talk. And maybe this child's an engineer. Maybe this child's a budding architect. Maybe he is a spatial thinker as we do this, rather than just a physical exerter or performer. So yes, we perform in sports, and yes, I like a team sport, but we're doing some other things. We have to think through recreation, because if not, we will each conform to the pattern of our own little community. And everybody say, which one did you sign up? You didn't sign him up. And every mom who doesn't feel like super mom anymore because she didn't get them there, we're becoming more of a transporter parent and a manage their schedule parent than a training parent.
Well, because it's easier almost. I mean, it's harder, but then it's easier on the other hand. I just have to take them to the practice. I just have to feed them and get them there and then just make sure that they're okay. Many moms sit by the sidelines and just watch their child, which sometimes I'm like, couldn't there be something that can happen with the moms on all the sidelines as they're watching their children being trained?
But they're peeling the oranges. That's what they're doing on the sidelines.
For the snacks.
I think it's pay me now, pay me later. I made a statement the other day, high school years were the best years of my life. And somebody said, wow, how long ago was that? And I said, no, my kids' high school years. I had so much fun when my kids were in high school, but they were ready in high school. We saw high school as an adult internship because we did a lot of the things we needed to do in elementary and middle school to get them ready to kind of be their own little adults in high school and make decisions. Other parents are saying, I dread high school. I just can't believe what we're going to do. I can't believe turning this child loose in an automobile. That's bizarre, that whole thought. And the dating and all these other things. Recreation has to include family. Mm-hmm. Recreation cannot be I constantly remove them from family where everybody else has a greater influence on my child than I do and I have no relationship. We don't even see family as part of recreation. So this is when it all starts, preseason. Mm-hmm. And this is when we've got to think through, what are we going to put on the calendar as part of our recreation? And one of the things we had was family night, and we made it sacred. It could float because mm-hmm. of school play practice. I was big. Both my children were involved in drama because I wanted them to learn how to stand up in front of people and actually talk. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting with a friend, and he said he was ready to be the vice president of FPNL in every other way except speaking, and they sent him to some place in Connecticut to teach him for a summer how to present to other people. I think that's important, how to present yourself. But we set aside family night, and we wanted to have this one night a week, and then you got to decide, are friends allowed in family night, and mm-hmm. how do you handle that, and what does that look like, and when are you at that point? Are there any perfect answers here? No, there aren't. It's tailored to you. But I knew, since I didn't know anything about family and came from a family where my mom died of cancer and it was a dad and all boys, you know, all we did at night was lift weights and grunting instead of talking. And just the need to spend that time together to learn how to talk to each other and learn how to do other things. Very important.
Now, you say to have limits, or at least put your own boundaries as far as how far you want to sign your kids up for what recreational activities. And there's some people that are just permanently signed up forever. That my husband is a soccer coach, a travel team. So it's year round. Mm-hmm. And it's just part of our family routine. We've got 2 out of the 4 kids signed up for soccer. So it's just part of what we do. But we're really busy, and the afternoons get really crazy. And sometimes I wonder, is this really good for us? But then it's only 2 nights out of the week. We do have 7 nights. And then if you balance it out and you do it well, it fits. But then does the question, does it fit? Is that really the goal? Is the goal of fitting, or is it the goal of what's coming out of here?
Wow, you said so many great words. Balance. Where's the balance? You said reason for the season, this parenting season. And I think it's, there's no, you know, we'd all like to just call somebody and say, send us the perfect parenting calendar. It's just different for every family. And so we tried to play different sports so that the other child could go and cheer for the child who was performing and mm-hmm. get them into affirming and cheering. And great game, Roby, coming from Tori. It was great. And Tori playing tennis. And we'd go watch her play tennis, and Roby'd be bored to tears till we taught him how to go pick up tennis balls and things like that. But what's the reason? What's the purpose? Sports have a purpose. Part of sports is learning to compete. Part of sports is learning to use your body well. Part of sports, for me, I was real big, and I love soccer. Anybody can play soccer. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be 280 pounds. In fact, you probably can't at 280 pounds unless we want to put you in the goal and let you block everything on planet Earth.
You could still play,
but
then,
the sun, yeah. But you learn how to use your body, and it's very international. It's very fun, but why are we doing it? And one of the things at Sheridan House we learned early on is the vast majority of the children at Sheridan House come from a single-parent, father-absent household, over 80%, that come to live in residential care with us at Sheridan House. They've never competed in anything. It's too scary to compete. The beauty of a video game is you can reset and start again, and nobody's watching, and you get to put your initial somewhere eventually.
Right.
And you learn the little tricks to get around and go through caves or whatever
it is. Engine and all that.
Yes. And so what we did was we built paddleball courts. Anybody can hit a ball against the wall and start with that, and then launch out to baseball and launch out to soccer and launch out to other things. But learn, the win is fun, but it's not everything. You probably learn more from failure. Winning is an experience. Failure is a teacher. And so how do we come out, and how do we do better? And sitting down with my children after losses and having to, what happened here? What went on here? And Roby, after losing that city soccer final, and they moved him into goalie, and the team got killed in this game as they moved him from up front back into the goalie. And sitting at that, having soda and french fries and saying, and going through this fatherly lecture, it's not all about the win. You had a phenomenal season. We got here. It's great. Blah, blah, blah. And then Roby looking at me and saying, so it's not all about the win. Do you really believe that, Dad? And me looking and bursting. We both burst out laughing. Me saying, no, not really, but I'm trying real hard to right now. And just processing that whole thing. And realizing, you know, God knows whether the win is there or not, period. What is it, though? If we're not careful, we have our kids signed up for everything, and they learn how to hit 20, 24, 20 whatever, and be a good academic kid, a good soccer player kid, but do they learn the things that they need to know to succeed at marriage, to succeed at what God has planned for them? I really think as we look at many of the heroes in the Bible, God had to pull them out of their family for a while because Jacob didn't teach little Joseph what he needed to know. He had preferential treatment. He was basically an only child in a family of lots of kids. Moses didn't learn what he needed to learn in Pharaoh's palace, and so God had to permit him the wilderness. You get down the list, Abraham was told in Genesis chapter 12, leave your family. Leave this. I've got some training for you to do. I want to be part of that training. I don't want them to have to go off and go through these hard years post-family, post-college, or post-multiple college, or post-second marriage, or post-whatever. I don't want the harder adult things to have to happen to teach them to be trained up in the way they should go. I want to play a part in that. And just because there's lots of great things doesn't mean we have to do them all. There used to be a place you could go to eat. I don't even know if they have these anymore. That reminded me of college. Be like a smorgasbord. You could go, and it was cafeteria style. You could have all you wanted of everything. And for somebody like me who's so compulsive, I want some of that, but I want some of that. And you wanted to put everything on your tray you could put on your tray and go off, and you couldn't possibly eat it all.
Mm.
That's what we're doing with our kids if we're not careful. We're putting everything on their little tray called a calendar, and we're missing. So get a calendar. And when you get a calendar, you're teaching a lot of things. Not only do you have a family calendar, a month at a glance family calendar, and you're plugging things in, but once your kids hit a certain age, they each need to have their own calendar. You know, Tori had a kitten calendar and Roby had a race car calendar. Mm-hmm. And we would teach them to put things on there and use the schedule. Now, when school starts, one of the first things I want you to find out, Roby, and I think I hope you get it online, is when does the book report due?
Mm.
When are the science projects due? Because that's not the date we start. Oh, it's due on Monday, November, whatever. We got to do the Friday before, get it. No, you got to blank out some time on your calendar to get these projects done. And you realize, wow, as you start doing that, and the youth whatever night, and the lock-in at church and all these other things, you can't do everything you thought you could do.
Mm-hmm.
I was introduced at a banquet years ago by a man who was one of the most meaningful men in my life. His name is Dr. Wendell Hawley. He was the editor-in-chief at Tyndale House Publishing. And Dr. Hawley introduced me and said, and it was a great introduction. He said, Bob Barnes, I'm happy to introduce Bob Barnes to you tonight. He is one of the most average guys I've ever seen doing really cool things for God. And he said, the key to Bob is not his intelligence. The key to Bob is time management.
Mm.
And that was kind of the first time I really realized he's right. My dad was just an animal about time management.
Mm.
I've written 11 books, but Dr. Hawley taught me how to not write a book, write a chapter. During the month of whatever, write a chapter. During the month of whatever, write a chapter. And if you write a chapter every month and you figure out, you know, 3 pages every Wednesday of that chapter, then at the end of a year and a half, you're going to write a book. And once I got that, I got in a routine of writing a book really every 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not the sharpest stick on the block, but I learned how to sit down and do that. And I wanted to give my children the gift of time management by not saying yes to everything. Now, did my kids complain about not playing the next sport? Yeah, initially they did, till they got it. We're doing something different for your development.
And that's a really good idea, is giving each child their own calendar, having them fill it out, not you fill it out for them, so that they can see into the future, prepare things almost emotionally and mentally for the end of the soccer season. Okay, I'm not going to be involved in a sport anymore, or these are things in school I have to plan for. I know science projects are huge with calendars, because you either plan it out really well, which I tried doing last year and hope to do it this year, but still at the end of the day, you're still working on it at the last night and you think, where did I go wrong? So you have to work at training the kids to manage their own calendar. And how does recreation fill in those spots? A filled up calendar is not a good thing.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Teaching your children, hey, let's write things in the calendar, but the goal is not to fill up the calendar. The goal is just to organize your week so that you can get things done.
The goal is to raise a human being, not a human doing, where they actually think. And so as parents, if we raise them with the tyranny of the urgent all the time, we will raise them not to know how to get out front of life and do the things they need to do.
We're talking about the 5 R's of a successful school season. Yesterday, we talked about the reason for the school year. Today, recreation. We're going to continue with this topic. Tomorrow, we hope you'll join us for that. We're talking about routine in the school year. You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes. If you want more information about him, his books, or Sheridan House Family Ministries in Davie, Florida, just go online to shfm.org. That's shfm.org. And we hope you'll also sign up for the daily blog at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow.